singing a psalm to his name, give glory to his praise, make the voice of his praise to be heard. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from the introit of today's Mass and from the offertory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So this week we have at St. Gertrude's more of our liturgical observances, the Rogation Days with the Litany of the Saints. These are days of special prayer and petition for the various needs that we have, and the Rogation prayers indeed are very powerful prayers. This is especially so because they are part of the prayer of the Church, part of the prayers of the liturgy of the Church. And in liturgical prayer, the Church prays united with Christ, her head. This is why liturgical prayer has such a great importance. First of all, it is the continuation of the prayer of Christ, the great high priest. Our blessed Lord came to this earth to save souls and to glorify his Father in heaven. And even now in heaven, he continues to pray until the end of time. And the Church herself continues that prayer with her prayer of the sacred liturgy. We unite ourselves to the prayer of Christ in the court of heaven. We pray for his blessings. The liturgical prayer of the Church is the highest form of prayer, the most excellent way of addressing our needs to our Father in heaven. Precisely because it is the prayer of Christ. Pius XII, in his great encyclical on the sacred liturgy, Mediator Dei, speaks about this as the most excellent form of prayer. Now, of course, we're familiar with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and our different observances here at St. Gertrude the Great. We assist at Mass every week and sometimes during the week as well. We know that that is part of the sacred liturgy. But I'd like to speak with you a little bit today about another part of the sacred liturgy, the Divine Office, also called the breviary. We celebrate elements of that here in common. For instance, on Sunday in the afternoon, during the season, we generally have Vespers. That prayer is part of the liturgical prayer of the Church. During Holy Week, we have the three great evening offices of Tenebrae. That is part of the liturgical prayer of the Church and part of the Divine Office, part of the breviary. And we have this on other occasions as well. Our school students, the young men, chant the office of Compline, also part of the breviary, on Thursday nights, and during Lent, they chant Vespers after the morning High Mass. So we're somewhat familiar with that. That is the Divine Office. Or you will see the priest walking sometimes outside carrying his book, and that is the breviary, and that book contains the official liturgical prayer of the Church, the Divine Office. Sometimes when I see a priest walking with a breviary, I think of a colleague of mine who used to walk regularly around the neighborhood in Oyster Bay, New York, where I lived for a while. And he was a very regular sort of person, and he would tend to do things always at the same time. And so he would read his office as he was walking around. And he did this for several weeks, and he would walk by this house where this boy would be playing. And after a couple of weeks, the little boy came up to him and said, "When are you going to finish that book?" The real answer is never, not even in heaven, because the praise of God continues even there. So this is the Divine Office. I decided to speak with you a little bit about this today. because now at long last this is available to members of the laity. There are English translations of the divine office, of course. These always existed. But it was very difficult to learn how to use them. You have to know the different rules for the liturgical feast days, which feasts take precedence, and so on. And it becomes a bit complicated if you're new at that. When, indeed, even seminarians, it takes them a while to learn that in the seminary, how to recite the divine office, to put the different parts of it together correctly. In 1977, when I was a young priest, I used to joke with the then Father Sanborn about, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if one day someone will put all this in a computer and we won't have to hunt around all the time. Well, someone has done that. And now the Divine Office is available online. And it is something that is very easy for a layman who is not familiar with all these different rules, something that's very easy for a layman to recite now. And so you have a little flyer about that. This has been organized and put together by one of our parishioners. And so you can get all of the prayers of the Divine Office and for every feast day, as the feast days come along, and you can download them in onto your computer and say the prayers, or you can put them in one of those small gadgets like iPhone or BlackBerry or something like that. I was struck by that because one of our deacons mentioned to me that he was out on vacation in California, Easter, and he mentioned casually, oh yes, I was sitting outside saying the Divine Office on my computer. So one could tell that it's sort of a different generation from mine. So you have some information on how to do that today. I certainly encourage you to subscribe to this because the beauties of the Divine Office are really infinite, that it has an infinite variety. You have the different feasts of the saints. You have the different seasons of the church year, and all the prayers are geared toward these feasts and toward these seasons. You get readings from Holy Scripture. You get the lives of the saints. You get readings from the fathers of the church. You get different hymns of the church year, and the biggest part of the Psalms. And you can poke into the breviary almost at random anywhere, and you can find something interesting. For instance, today I had the marker here. This is the commentary from St. Augustine on today's gospel. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he'll give it to you. And so you have St. Augustine's explanation of the gospel for today. So he says, we now have to consider these words of our blessed Lord. I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. And then St. Augustine goes on to explain that, to explain the meaning of those words. So you get something like that from the fathers of the church. You get the prayer for the day. O God, from whom all good things come, grant to us thy suppliants, that by thy inspiration we may think those things that are right and do them under thy guidance. So almost anywhere where you poke your finger in, you find something interesting. So May 13th, St. Robert Bellarmine, you have the life story of St. Robert Bellarmine in here. You have if you look at the Feast of St. Michael, what do you have there? Well, among other things, you have a hymn to St. Michael. O Jesu, spring life of the soul, the Father's power and glory bright, thee with the angels we extol, from thee they draw their life and light. And the best part and the main part of the divine office are the Psalms. You're familiar with some of these from, let's say, having come to Tenebrae and read some of the Psalms. And again, you can look in the Psalms and you see that the Psalms have all different sorts of moods. So you have one that's done in distress, prayer in distress. Rescue me, O Lord, from the evil man. Guard me from the violent man, from those who devise evils in the heart. Every day they stir up strife. Or other types of psalms, praise type psalms, psalms petitioning for the mercy of Almighty God. Psalms of praise, sing unto the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth, sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim his salvation from day to day. So all of these things you find in the divine office, and that's the wonderful thing about it. And unlike the priest, you do not have the obligation to recite the entire divine office. But with a service like this, you can take some of these prayers and make them part of your spiritual life every day, because now they are accessible to you. Frequently, the priest hears from people who say that, well, it's difficult for me to concentrate on my prayers every day. And one of the things I generally recommend is that, well, you should really try some different prayers and some variety. And here with the Divine Office, you have this infinite variety. To conclude, I ask you to consider availing yourself of the service. There are many aspects, of course, of modern society and modern technology that have had bad effects, but we can say with this that certainly this is something that can have a very good effect, a very good effect indeed for us, that we can use the means of modern technology to deepen our spiritual lives, to become one in the prayer with the church, and to make our prayer every day, the prayer, united with that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.